Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
then that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball if you breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me.
Watch,
life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property.
Proper
AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds off the road.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it
in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like you got static. It must be the fatty. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it.
Keep watching me. Whip up, still keep real and same.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via landline, internet, or even on my podcast page at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in as well. And if you are on blogtalkradio.com, go ahead and press that follow this show link. That way you can follow the show and you'll have access to show topics and show times and everything about the show right there at your fingertips. And you'll be alerted of when the show is coming in. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's been a long, long time since I've been on the show. And a lot of people have been asking me about the show. And of course, today is the first day. And I'm, you know, not expecting a gigantic group, but I am expecting some of my loyal people to be showing up here in just a minute. I see there are some people who are live on the show right now. So, hey, thank you guys for tuning in. I know you guys have been missing me. I've been missing you. So, without further ado, on the road. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And also, you guys can go to my website, frankwilliamsrealty.com. You can look up, you can go there and find all of my information about real estate and you may have some realtor needs. You may be selling, you may be buying, you may be trying to find a tenant for your rental or whatever you have there. I could probably help you with that, any type of real estate need. So go there and send me a message, or you guys who already have my information, send me a message and send me some business. Hey, I love you for it, right? All right. You can call into the show. The number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. And follow the prompts, and then when you get to a place where you can actually press the number one on your keypad to ask to be on the show. And I will put you on the show, and you can give us your comments or opinions, okay? Or even just say hello. I don't mind that as well. Now, hope you guys had a great weekend. The weather was great all weekend. The weather was great. I know it's been hot the past few days, and that's how it is in Georgia in July. And I know there are people in Florida and Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, all these southern states that are really getting pushed to their limits with the heat, okay? But anyway, we got to push through it, right? Just like we're pushing through this pandemic, right? The pandemic. And, you know, that's a great segue into the show, because, you know, I know I haven't been on the show in a while, you know, had a lot of different things going on, and I just haven't been able to get on, okay? But I wanted to get on today because I saw something that really, really disturbed me over the weekend. Or maybe it was Friday or something like that. But I don't know if you guys have been seeing the Microsoft? Bill Gates. I don't know if you guys have been seeing these little podcasts that Bill Gates and now his wife, I don't know what her name is, but he and his wife were on a recent podcast. And I saw this on Friday or Thursday, where the new vaccine that has been created to supposedly combat this COVID-19 virus, all right, the COVID-19 virus. And, you know, what I'm saying is, and this is what they said, this is what the wife said. The wife said the new vaccine is coming, and the first people that should have access to the vaccine, or the first people who should be vaccinated with the vaccine, are Black people or African American people and Native American people. Okay? That's the exact words that came out of her mouth. Black people and Native American people should be the first to get the vaccine, okay? And she says supposedly because they're the most affected by the virus. That's a lie, okay? And then, you know, who are they to be telling us that you should be taking this vaccine? I never heard of Bill Gates having any kind of doctorate degree. I never heard of him being any kind of MD. Never heard of him having any kind of medical background. Now, we know that his dad was some type of head of the childhood early development or something, some kind of federal agency way back. But, you know, and when you think about it, the childhood development, they were trying to slow down the Black population, which is, you know, I don't understand this stuff, okay? But I do know that Bill Gates is not a medical doctor. His wife is not a medical doctor. So why should you, why should I listen to them? This vaccine is nothing but poison. It's nothing but poison. And it's going to poison your body. And, it, you know, it's going to kill people. Okay? Simple as that. And I'm not putting it out there to scare anyone. I mean, you do what you want. But I've never taken a flu shot. I was vaccinated as a kid. I mean, who didn't get vaccinated as a kid? But as far as a vaccine for this COVID-19, and now it's being shoved down your throat by people that don't even have medical backgrounds, don't even have a medical degree, never been, never treated a patient for anything. And they telling you, put this in your body. Come get this vaccine. Get vaccinated. Black people, Native American, y'all come first. Okay? We want y'all to be our guinea pigs. That's exactly what they're saying. We want y'all to be our guinea pigs. We're going to give you this vaccine. We're going to see how many of you it's going to kill before white people start taking it. I'm not, you know, saying, you know, all white people, this, that, and this, and that. I'm just saying these white folks, okay, Bill and his wife are dangerous to the human race. They're dangerous. I mean, you gotta figure this out for yourself. And then when you think about it, there's no one in their right mind who would take a vaccine that was just created and haven't even been tested. You know, I've heard it take years for these things to be tested. And, you know, they're just now creating it, just now coming out with it. And then they want to administer it to black folks and Native Americans, which are Indians, before anyone else. They say that black people and Native Americans should take this vaccine. They should be the first to take this vaccine. Now, if you aren't weary of that, if you aren't weary of hearing that the black folks and the Indians should be the first to take this vaccine that hadn't been tested, not proven or anything, okay, that should worry you. Okay, I had one of my listeners who, when I sent out the show notes to some of the people that are on my list. One of my listeners sent back that he was high risk, and it, you know, if the when the vaccine comes out, he's going to be the first in line to take the vaccine. He said either COVID gun killing or the vaccine is gun killing. Well, and he's a white guy. Now, that's fine. That's his decision. He can make that decision. He say he's high risk, which I believe he's high risk. And so you're high risk, but at the same time, you're going to go ahead and take this vaccine that hasn't been proven, may kill you. Now, you haven't contracted the COVID-19 virus, you know, since it's been around in the last few months. He hasn't contracted that. So the vaccine comes out, he's going to go ahead and inject himself with the vaccine without having the COVID. Okay, he's going to go ahead and inject himself with the vaccine. That could kill him, just like the COVID-19 could kill him, or it could not. But I guarantee you this vaccine gonna kill some people. It's going to stamp out a lot of people, which is what the plan is. Plan is, guys, is to stamp out a lot of people so that these rich billionaires and all these guys can pretty much take over the world. They want to take over the world. They want to have a new world order. When have you seen Bill Gates and his wife on TV talking about helping people with their billions of dollars? I know he may give money to different kind of things like that, but I hadn't seen him on TV talking about I'm giving money to this, I'm giving money to that to help these people and these people do this. But all of a sudden, with the pandemic, and now he's invested into this company who's making this vaccine. Okay. Now he's ready to get richer. He's ready to get richer off this vaccine. And then he's part of the collective body that wants to stamp out people, want to take over the world. But that's not going to happen. Because, you know, hopefully we are a much smarter people. Hopefully we'll wait and figure out, hey, since y'all want us to take this vaccine so bad, I want to see you get on TV, and I want to see you sit there in some type of doctor's room or hospital setting, and I want to see you and your wife take this vaccine. You suck that vaccine down your throat, or you let them inject you with the vaccine first. Since you're pushing it so much, you get it first, Bill Gates and your wife. Y'all go take it first. And then we'll follow suit. Y'all take it. Let's see how it affects you. And then we'll follow suit behind that. They're not willing to do that. Oh, we're okay. We don't have the virus. Well, I don't either. So why should I take the vaccine? But I'm an African American in the United States. You said that African Americans and Native Americans should be the first to get the vaccine because they're more high risk than white people. I think that's a flat out lie. I certainly believe that there are more white people that did this virus than black people. I believe there are more white people that have died from this virus than black people. I mean, it just has to be. Because there are so many more white people than black people here in the United States. We only make up about 13 to 15% of the people in the United States. And you're seeing that it's more of us that has the virus or been vulnerable to the virus than all these white folks. Come on, man. Let's be smart right here. Let's be smart right here. Don't take that vaccine, that guy. Again, all I can do is say, find some information on it. Look it up. Go to things online. Look up the new vaccine. Look up Bill Gates and his wife pitching this thing to us. Look that up, guys. If you don't believe me, look it up. You'll find it right there in front of your face. You can listen to them. It's sick the way that they treat people. It's sick the way that America treats people. And I know I haven't been on the show in a while, but here I come. Okay, here I come. Because I want to help my people, my listeners, whether you're black, white, Jew, Protestant, Catholic, Baptist. I don't care what you are. I don't care what race you are. Let's stay together. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to live into my 90s. I think I'll be a nice-looking 90-year-old man. I think I'll be a cool 90-year-old man. That's something that I want to do. Hopefully, you may want to do that too. And be a part of your family, be a part of your kids' life, be a part of your family for a long time. Okay, because man, when my mom passed, I thought my world was crumbling down. Everyone has to go, but when she went, I never experienced something like that. So when my mom died, it was heartbreaking, tough to handle, still hard to handle. And she was full of wisdom. And, you know, when my mom was living, they came out with this flu shot, she took the flu shot. She got sick as hell. And, you know, so I never have taken the flu shot. My doctor always pushed the flu shot when I go there because they're getting paid for you to administer you a flu shot. They're getting paid to do that, guys. When you go in the doctor's office and they say, "Hey, Mr. Williams, how you doing? Did you take the flu shot yet?" No. You need to take it. But I'll go down to the local health department and take it. No, you need to take it from me. Because they get paid to give you that flu shot. They make money when you take that flu shot. Okay? They make money when someone dies. You mean to tell me that no one's dying from heart attacks? No one's dying from cancer. No one's dying from a stroke. No one's dying in a car accident. No one's dying from all this stuff that we used to die from. No one's dying from that anymore. Or you go into the hospital. You had a heart attack, and you go to the hospital to the emergency room. They bring you in, and they work on you, whatever. Yeah, they can't keep you alive. Say you die from a heart attack. But you know what's on your death certificate? Heart complications, heart problems due to complications from COVID-19. May have no damn COVID-19. But you did have a heart attack. You did die from a heart attack. But you know what? The doctor that works on you that treated you for your heart attack, and the doctor where you died on his table there, he's gonna get some cash if he puts on your death certificate that your heart issues came from complications with COVID. And that's why they say that, hey, people, you know, high risk people are the ones who have pre-existing things going on. You got diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, all this different kind of stuff that you already dealing with. Then you go in, say you got pneumonia, you go in with pneumonia, and Next thing you know, you passed away. And the doctor say, well, you know, while he was here, we tested him for COVID-19. And he had it. So we're going to put on here he died from COVID-19. Nah, man. He didn't die from COVID-19. He died from pneumonia. So, you know, when we look at it, guys, analyze this stuff. You guys are smart. You guys are smart. You're smarter than I am. Research stuff. See what's happening. Because it's happening right in front of your eyes. It's happening right in front of my eyes. And you know, you can't do anything about it. What is happening? But what you can do, is not let them inject you with that vaccine. Don't do it. A few weeks ago, July 4th, was a Saturday. Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. I won't forget this for a while. I watched the Farrakhan podcast. So those are the exact words that Farrakhan said in his podcast is, you know, they're coming up with this vaccine that these billionaires are going to get rich from. Okay? And they want you to take this vaccine, to inject this vaccine in your body. This vaccine is going to kill so many people. It hadn't been tested. It's like if you came up with a drug that helps arthritis, whatever, and you want to put this drug on the market, well, the FDA supposedly this drug for you before you put it on the market, we're going to find out if it's all that you say it is, if it's what you say it is, if it works. And they're going to test it for a while, at least a few years, before they put it out in the public. Now, I know we got a pandemic going on. I know everybody panicking. Everybody's in an uproar about it. But the best thing you can do is wear your mask. Try to stay out from around people who are sneezing and coughing and, you know, snotty nose and all this stuff. Try to stay away from them. Hey, man, I get with you in a couple of weeks. You don't seem to be feeling too well. You don't have to be around those people. But wear your mask. When you leave home or you're going out in the public, going to the grocery store, the parts store, the restaurant, I don't care where you're going. When you're around a bunch of people, put your mask on. You don't have to wear it in the car or at home, whatever. But when you get out in that atmosphere and you get out with a lot of people around, you go in shopping or whatever, put on your mask. Mask up. And because a lot of people aren't masking up, right? And then those people are probably those people who are asymptomatic, who are carrying the virus, but aren't showing any symptoms of it. So they're not even wearing their mask. So if they asymptomatic, but they still carrying the virus and they not wearing a mask and they sneeze or talk or cough or whatever around you, okay, you know how far a sneeze travels. I saw it the other day, but I'm not sure about this, but it carries a long way. So when you sneeze that projectile of stuff coming out of your mouth or nose doesn't just fall right there in front of your feet. That stuff go out a long way. And if you're not wearing your mask, it may come into your mouth or go down your nose. I mean, I know that's nasty, but that's what happens. That's how it happens. Right? And that's how you get sick. So please, guys, wear your mask. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. 516-531-9483. I know I've been tranting and ranting and raving the whole time, but hey, guys, I had to get on the show. I had to start somewhere, right? And I've had a nice crowd today. I appreciate you guys calling in and listening to the show. I've had a nice crowd today. I think I'm going to have a bigger crowd tomorrow and the day after and the day after. I'm fixing to come back, guys. I'm building back, okay? The show is back. I had to start somewhere. And again, guys, please, if you have any interest in buying or selling any type of real estate or whatever, go to my website, frankwilliamsrealty.com, and check me out. Also, if you have any kind of tax needs or accounting needs, call my sponsor, CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Get that stuff done. Get all your stuff done, guys. You have to feel so much better when you get business done than not getting it done. Okay? Get your business done, guys. Stay in order. Stay good on your taxes. Stay good on your rent. Stay good on your lights. Stay good on your gas. Stay good on your stuff. Just plug in. It'll all work out. It's a game, guys. It's a huge game. I don't care if you're making $10 an hour or if you're making $2,000 an hour. It's all a game. It's a game at this level. It's a game at that level. It's a game. You learn how to play the game, and you'll be good at it. Okay? You know how people get to be great? People get to be great. How people get to be great. The way that you get to be great is that, and you know that no one's perfect. Right? No one's perfect except for the man upstairs. No one's perfect. But if you strive to be perfect, care if you're cutting hair, if you strive to be a perfect barber, if you strive to be a perfect hairstylist, hey, you may not be perfect, but if you strive to be perfect, you're going to be great. You're going to be great. That's the way I have to be. Just strive to be perfect. And whatever you do, plumber, electrician, you know, garbage man, whatever it is, strive to be perfect. Strive to do your job. Strive to do it the best you can. And you'll be great at it. But you have to strive to be perfect. Okay? You strive to be perfect. You will not be perfect. So you will not have a 10 going at everything you do. But if you strive for that 10, you'll be great at what you do. You'll be great at what you do. Okay? See, I tell people all the time, I know a lot about a little, and I know a little about a lot. Okay? You guys understand that? I know a lot about a little. So there are a few things that I know a lot about. Okay? But it's little, right? But there are a lot of things, so that's big, that I know a little about. I know a lot about a little. to know a little about a lot. Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Hey, I appreciate you guys coming in and spending some time with me, spending this half hour or 40 minutes with me. I appreciate it. I appreciate that time out of your day. Join the show tomorrow, probably about the same time. I'll get my show notes out there and let you guys know. Probably about the same time, same place, right? And but it'll be a different topic, okay? And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Because I want to, you know, tomorrow I want to talk about the police and also about how to plug in with, and not really plug in, but start to give to some of these organizations that are out there trying to get something going. Okay? Hey, take care of yourself, guys. Take care of yourselves. Be good. Have a great day. Have a great week. And hopefully I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hour. Let's go. I'll see you.
All right. You kids get to bed. I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother.